Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
6:20 on Wall Street. Good morning, I'm John Tucker. Bloomberg Intelligence being brought to you by CIT. Time to get growing with CIT. Their commercial lending, leasing, and advisory services can help you grow your business. Visit CIT.com. After the close of regular trading in New York today, we get earnings from Facebook for the first quarter. And let's get a preview now. Paul Sweeney is the Director of North American Research for Bloomberg Intelligence. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Hey, I got to ask you, do we divide the world up into two groups, those people who are doing everything on their mobile devices and those people who are going to eventually be doing everything on their mobile devices?
I think you're right. I think what we're seeing across the internet, whether it's e-commerce or just internet media companies, such as search companies like Google or Facebook, is more and more traffic we're seeing it every day is migrating from the desktop to the mobile devices, and that includes online video as well. So one of the metrics that investors look at very closely for a lot of these internet companies, particularly Facebook, is the amount of revenue they're getting from their mobile users. And that has been a very positive story for Facebook over really the last 7 or 8 quarters. And this quarter, for example, Facebook is looking to get probably over 70% of its revenue from its mobile users. So it just shows you kind of where the world's going.
And how many users, I guess, is the question that follows.
Exactly. So, you know, one of the key metrics for a lot of these social media companies in particular are, you know, their monthly average users. How big is their user base? Of course, Facebook is over 1.2 billion monthly active users. Another metric might be daily active users. How engaged are their are those 1.2 billion users? And the good news for Facebook, again, over the last couple of years since coming public is that increasingly their users are spending more and more time on Facebook, by and large. And that is generally what they try to sell to advertisers. Not only do we have a very large user base, but they're very engaged as well.
One of the things we've also seen is, you know, with their businesses going outside of what their core job is. And I just wonder what you can divine from that in terms of the internet trends that are changing.
Yeah, it's you know, it's interesting. A lot of the growth, a lot of the valuation that you find in Silicon Valley today, some of the huge valuations that are being paid in Silicon Valley that even some people are suggesting might be a valuation bubble akin to the late 1990s, a lot of that valuation concern centers around apps. More and more people are accessing internet-based services, not through their search engines or not through their portals such as Yahoo, but through apps directly. So, for example, Facebook last year paid over $20 billion for an app called WhatsApp, a messaging app. And at the time, WhatsApp had, you know, no earnings, essentially no revenue. It was able to achieve a valuation of over $20 billion. And that's the type of thing that, you know, some bears are concerned about when it comes to valuations in Silicon Valley. But again, WhatsApp has about 800 million users and growing. So it's something that the Facebooks of the world see as really a long-term growth story.
If you're a Facebook, how much money do you spend each quarter on stuff like this? I mean, it's kind of a shot in the dark for the company, I suspect.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is that their revenue growth continues to be very, very strong as they continue to monetize their growing user base. But for a lot of these relatively early stage or mid-stage growth stories, like a Facebook, like a LinkedIn, like a Twitter, they are growing their expense base dramatically. So the margin story isn't necessarily what some investors would like it to be, but there's tremendous investments in R&D, in tech, and in people. One of the big challenges for a lot of these companies out in the Valley is to hire enough qualified engineers, believe it or not, and that there's really kind of a race out there to hire the best talent. So that's very expensive. That tends to crimp margins. But again, I think the bullish investors that are in this sector right now, and given the performance of this, the strong performance of this sector, I think most investors are bullish, is that they believe the long-term growth story of the internet in general, social media in particular, and really mobile applications centered in a social environment. And that's where the growth is. That's where the valuations really are growing.
Okay, so just to wrap up, the first thing you're going to look at is mobile ad revenue.
Exactly. So, investors are really keen on, is the revenue growth still there? Because we know the expense growth is going to be there, but is the revenue growth still there? And where is the revenue growth coming from? And mobile is going to be a big part of it.
Paul Sweeney, Director of North American Research, Bloomberg Intelligence, provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all market and government factors that impact business. Terminal customers access this function at BIGO. This is Bloomberg, the first word.